So today's daf is daf Nun Ches. We got to the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we have been talking about this idea of being mevatel davar iser, where the ikr, the bulb, in the case of the onion, was something that was aser, and then through the gedulim sheheter, whether that's going to be mevatel the iser. And we had a steer in a number of different statements, one in the context of Arla, one in the context of Shemitah, one in the context of Klayim. And the Gemara ended up saying that really the... it's very possible one could say that really there is bittul, but we were going l'chumra to say that it still requires a meiser just as a chumra. That was the last line we had said. That was, again, two lines up. It says, dilma l'chumra shiny. So let's just read that ron to get us back into the flow. See the last ron of the page here. It says, dilma l'chumra shiny. The yolam emelcha de medina lo ase gidulam mevatlin ikr. Really, maybe let's say that gidulam are not mevatel the bulb. Maybe they're really like they are. So in which case, different than what I said, that if the ikr was iser, then the gidulim would be aser as well. Elahacha mishum chumra ba'alma. I mean the mevatlin. But here, this case, the last case was, if let's say you took something that was ready, meiser was taken from it. So this is basically chulim. And now you put it back in the ground and regrow it, we're machmir to require meiser again. But why? If we're saying that the gedulim are simply the same stats as the actual ikr, so just like the ikr doesn't require meiser anymore, so too the gedulim shouldn't require meiser anymore. It's a chumra that we require meiser anyways. So the Gemara now attempts to bring another raya to understand this question of whether the gedulim are going to mevatel the ikr. And the Gemara says the very last line of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Ella Min Hada, from the following statement we could bring a proof, an answer to the question. No, we spoke about this yesterday, I don't want to get too involved in it now, but the ikr is the bulb of the onion and all the things that grow from it, so it ends up being more growths, so there's more of the growths. Because there's more of it.
What's the statement? The ikr will tell the gedulim.
No, the gedulim are mevatel the ikr.
Oh, that doesn't make sense to me. Okay.
Fine. So Elam Hadah, the Tanya, from the following Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has a heter down the line could go in tevel. Tevel, what the heter is that tevel is when you collect all the fruit from your property, you can't eat it until you take meiser, truma meiser. So it's tevel until that point. But once you take truma meiser, the tevel is mutter. So that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And Ma'aser Sheni also. Ma'aser Sheni is the fruits that have to be taken to Yerushalayim to eat. Outside Yerushalayim, it's Aser, but it has a heter that once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you may eat it. So that too is a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. And Hekdesh as well is a third example. Hekdesh is something, Makdesh, an object, and I could be Podeh, remove the Kedusha from that object, and then that would be also a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. And Chadash as well is something that's usher, the new grains of the year is usher until the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos comes. What? Pesach, right? First day of Pesach comes. First day of Chol Moed Pesach comes, which during time of the Beis Hamikdash, you brought the carbon omer. Now there's no Beis Hamikdash, it's the day itself that's matir. It turns the Chadash into Yashan and permits the Yashan from being eaten. These are examples of Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So what's the statement? So again, it says in the top line of Nun Ches Amun Aleph, Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin kigon tevel ma'aser sheni hekdesh v'chadash lo nisnu behem chachamim shir. There is no measurement for it. We'll get to what that means in a second. And v'chol davar she'ein lo matirin, something that has no heter, kigon truma. The truma, once the truma, there's no way of undoing the truma. But truma is meiser. Truma is meiser when you give a meiser to the Levi now has to give a tenth of his tenth, he gives to a kohen. That's called truma's meiser, truma from his meiser. And challah, once you're a freshest challah, that challah is always to the kohen, you can't undo that. Arla is the first 3 years, there's no undoing that. The kiliyak karim, if something is some type of grafting going on with the grapes, that also has no heter. So those things, nasubhem chacham shir. There was a shir. So again, what's saying is, we'll read this in time, but I'll just say this out time, we've seen this in the past. If let's say, the example we spoke of was muks. Muks is also a davar sheish l'matirin. So let's say I have a whole pile of fruit that I could eat, and tevel falls into this fruit. Or Ma'aser Sheni falls into this fruit. And I can't distinguish which is which. So since it has a davar sheish l'matirin, I could take all the fruit and bring them to Shalayim, or I could take Meiser on all the fruit, I don't allow Bittel. There's no shear. There's no Bittel here, because I would say just wait it out until the heter kicks in. So there's no shear at all. But something that has no heter, Chuma and Arla, there's never a heter for it, so then there is a shear for Bittel. If it falls into a pile, we will apply Bittel if it has whatever ratio is necessary to apply the Bittel. That's the klal that the Brisa lays out there for us.
It's always out.
What? Exactly. There's always a way out, either through Bittel or through the heter that will eventually come. Very good. So let's just look at the Ran before we put everything. Yeah.
There's nowhere else in Shas, right? I mean,
it
sounds like a very...
This is a klal that comes up, but we never say it so clearly like this. Right. I guess not.
It would have it in two places,
right.
It comes up very often.
Yeah. So let's look at the Ran now. The Ran says, just to strengthen this understanding here, the Ran says, Kol davar, the top line, Kol davar sheish lo matirin v'kagon tevel, shenis ari v'chulun. If tevel falls into it mixed with chulun v'yesh lo matirin sheyachol l'hafrish mimakom acha, you could always say, I have another pile of tevel elsewhere. I'm taking meiser from this tevel, and I will have in mind of this meiser to be matir, that piece of tevel that fell into my other mixture. So that works.
Before meiser.
Correct. Before chum and meiser. You have a way of redeeming it. Oh, interesting. I understood
right.
It. Meister,
I was going to tell you that. I was going to. It's much easier. I boil it and already immediately the Yishmatir.
Right. I guess
you didn't have to wait to go to Yerushalayim.
Right. But I guess in theory you could have brought all the fruit Yerushalayim. That would have worked also.
Also.
I assume. You know. Yeah, that's the other option they say. He quotes down here the Mefar. No, Ran the Mefar Shay the Padiyah and Tosin and Rush also. But they add. Right, the Rush says, or you could bring it to Yerushalayim, like I suggested.
Yeah.
Okay, so either one. Make sure I didn't get anything wrong.
That's
okay, you're saying the Ran chose that because it's an easier thing to do.
It's immediate.
Right.
Meaning you want to eat it now, you take all, you are the fifth, and you are the chayimish, and then you have it.
Okay. Fine. Right, if you're the owner, you have to add a chomesh to it. Okay, then the Ran says the example of Chadash is Sheomer Matir. Like we said, the carbon Omer is Matir. It turns Chadash into Yashan. So those examples, the Ran says, Lo Nasnu Behem Chacham Shir, Sheosim Bechol Shubaminyan. Whenever it falls into the same type, an apple that's Tevel falls into a pile of other apples, it's Aser, even if it's a 1 to 1,000. Mu, Shalobaminyan, falls into a different type, if an apple falls into oranges, the no same time, well, I guess that would be harder, but let's say liquid falls into liquid, then it's going to be asir if it's no same time, if it gives flavor to it. Came into hasha asir kimosha kasapti lamala, the discussion we saw earlier. The next round jump to v'chol davar she'ein la matirin, something that has no heter, kigon chuma chumas ma'is v'chala, dafagav de matir l'shuli alayo. What do you mean? There's a heter. You could always ask a chacham to be shoal on it. You have the chacham can undo these things. He can undo chuma. Came to leka mitzvah le'ever hachi, since there's no obligation, there's no mitzvah actually to do this, le'mikri davar sheish le'matirin k'damrin le'kaman. That's pretty interesting. There's no mitzvah here. So what come out is, would a davar muksa be considered davar sheish le'matirin? So he's saying here, right, only things that have a mitzvah to do, the heter, the way to get the heter, is a... No, wait a second. Yeah, that's what he's saying, in essence. Only something that the heter, the mice heter, is a mitzvah itself, is going to be classified as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So, for example, tevel, the heter is a mitzvah. I need to take chuma and mice, that's a mitzvah, so that's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. By chal and chuma, yes, there's a way to undo it, there's a heter, but there's no mitzvah to undo the chuma, there's no mitzvah to undo the chalab. So only when there's a mitzvah could you view it as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The svar might be is, since there's no... Davar Sheish Matirin is where there's a it's inevitable that it's going to happen. When there's a mitzvah, it's almost inevitable that this tevel will turn to chuma and maaser, will have a heter. But chuma, it's not inevitable that I'll undo the chuma, there's no mitzvah involved. So that being the case, sounds to me then muksa, according to this Ran, wouldn't be considered a Davar Sheish Matirin, because there's no mitzvah to end Shabbos. Maybe there is, maybe that's the point. The mitzvah to end Shabbos, then you have to...
The point is not so much about the mitzvah, but there is something that is inevitable.
Uh-huh.
So Shabbos, you know, unless Mashiach, but even Mashiach comes, I mean, unless something happens, there's always going to be Motzei Shabbos.
Uh-huh. So I guess then he's being inaccurate in the way he's saying Davar Mitzvah then.
When Mashiach comes, there's no Motzei Shabbos.
There will be, that's it. I'm going to be staying.
Right? If that's the underlying point that I just said is about being inevitable, so then you're right, Shabbos and Yontif Muksa would be the case. If it's about being Davar Mitzvah,
right,
so then Muksa wouldn't be. But I thought the Gemara in Beita clearly says that a Davar Muksa is Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Okay, I don't know. Fine, so let's go back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, that's the klal. We have a davar sheish lo matirin has no bittul, but davar she'ein lo matirin does have a bittul, depending on what it is. There's different shirim. Right, just the Mefarsh tells us that nasu behem chachamim shir, the Rashi, the Mefarsh says, the chuma batlam b'meya, chuma is batul 1 to 100, and arla is batul b'masayim, it's 1 to 200. So that's the klal. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says around five lines down, Amrulo. So the response back to who is authoring the statement to Rabbi Shimon. They said to Rabbi Shimon, Halo Shvi is Ein Lehem Matirin, Lo Nasu Behem Chacham Shir. Shmita is an example of something that has no heter. Once something grew in Shvius, it's Asur forever. It has always a din of Shvius, Kedusha Shvius. Yet, if it falls on something, as we'll see, there is no Shir to it. We said if something has no heter, then there should be a Shir. Arla has no heter, Chuma has no heter, there should be a Shir Bittul. Shemitah has no heter, to Kedusha Shviyasa always, it should have a Shir Bittul, but there is no Shir Bittul. How do we know that? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears in Masechah Shviyas, has Shviyas Osaros Kolshu Bimina. When a Davar Shemitah falls into a mixture, it asers even a small amount, even it's 1 to 1,000.
But you can eat it.
You can eat it Torah Kedusha Shviyas. But let's say it's something the lach is.
Let's say you had a field and you closed it up and there was no more, you didn't let anybody in, and it's aser.
That's aser. But that's only a gzera. I think so. But the more likely to case would be is the halach is by shvius that you're only allowed to eat kedusha shvius when it's still available in the field. Pasuk says kolachaya minasader or something. So only when it's available to the chayos can you eat it inside and feed it to your behemoths and eat it yourself. Once it no longer is available, if they finish all the fruit in the fields, then you can't eat it, whatever's left over, have to burn it. You have to mechiv bir shvius. So then it would be aser. So let's see what the Ran, may the Ran will tell us what's going on here. The Ran says, HaShvius oseres b'chol shu b'mina, bein b'tarovas peros hetesh b'shel shvius, whether or not it's mutter fruit with shvius fruits, bein b'gidulin kigon b'tzel shishish enata b'shvius, whether it's an onion that was in the sixth that grew into the seventh year. So these things are aser b'chol shu. But again, we're not talking about when is it aser though.
When it falls down into regular pots.
But what's the issur though? You're allowed to eat fruit. You can eat fruit of shvius. There's a heter to eat shvius fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a case after when it's time for beer. Enrique was suggesting it's talking about where it was a case of Meshumar, where it was watched.
No, but yeah, I mean, you're right. It was definitely the wolf. I mean, yours is more common.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything. But okay, one of those examples where it's aser, the shvius aser. So what happens is the shemitah falls into this pile. We say it's aser, oseres kol shu. So Amar Lehen, so the response back is, oh, there's an ancient Gilead and Shasir, we'll look at it in a second. The response back is here, so Amar Lehen, so Rabbi Shimon says back to the Chachamim, af ani lo amarti elo labir. Oh, okay, there we go. I only said with respect to beer, with respect to burning, aval achila, but at the same time, with respect to eating, that depends on whether it gives flavor or not flavor. So what does he mean? What's he saying here? So if you look at the Ran, now the Ran says five narrow lines up, amr lehen af haim lo amru ela lebir. Af haim lo amru b'shashviyas osaris. That Mishnah that says shviyas is asa b'cholshu, b'mina, when it falls into its same type, el inin shetzarach lechel hatarovas kodem habir, that you have to eat it prior to the chiva burning it. Since it's possible to eat it, it has a davar heter. That's why there's no bittul. Since you can eat it, there's a way to eat it. There's a heter to eat it. We don't apply bittul now. We don't say, oh, there's no din of kedusha shvius. There's a kedusha shvius. Eat it within the proper time.
That's the din.
In terms of avar, avala achilu, with respect to eating it, Kolomer im nisarvu la'achar beer, if it mixed after the beer, where there's no longer a heter to eat it, shim yehu oser in taroas on lo'asher v'achila, if you aser this mixture, you can't eat it anymore because it's now after the point of beer, bein v'minim, bein shalom v'minim, regardless of what it falls into, but no same time. It depends on the flavor. So if it gives no same time, so then it's aser, the entire taroas is aser, because now the shvius is a relevant factor there. But if it's not no same time, then in echanami, you would apply bittel to even shvius.
Meaning that you burned those fruits, and then it fell.
Exactly. No, not where you burned them. Where the fruits have to be burned. Where there's no heter.
Yeah.
I thought you said where they burned them already. No. Not where they burned. Where you have to burn them. Zachiv to burn them.
It would seem that this is the opposite process. Meaning, this is not something that they should use about here. Yeah, it's the other way around. Meaning, something is Yesh HaMatir means something that right now is Aser and later will be Mutar. This is now Mutar and later will be Aser. So
that's interesting.
So either if it's already after Biur, Elo Matiri. And if it's before Biur, then it's
Mutar. Right, exactly. Meaning,
there is no point where it's going to be Aser and then Yesh HaMatiri.
Right, so the point is, can you have Bittel of a Dover Heter? That's basically the Shiloh. You're right, this is not a Dover Issue. Right now, there's a Dover Heter. I have Shvis, which is a Dover Heter right now. Could you apply Bittel to a Dover Heter? Why would you need to apply bittel? It's mutter as it is.
Right.
That's what Rabbi Shimon says. So the question really, why did the Chachamim apply bittel now? That's the Shaila.
There's no reason to be bittel because it's mutter.
So they're preempting.
And once it's aser, there is ain't no batirim anymore.
Right. No. So the din is that once right now the fact that it's in theory the ratio it's big enough, could it be mivatel? Could it preempt the beer from kicking in?
Right, so we were saying now if it's mixed now, and it's mixed with rubo that it's not shviz, and then the beer time comes, can you eat it afterwards because you went ahead?
Correct, that seems to be the shaila here.
It's very interesting.
Now that you're pointing this out, this is reminding me of something in your idea. This is a machlokas. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, this is an important thing. Okay, this is the point. Yeah. So when it comes to I think it's Worcester sauce, right? Worcester sauce has some fish, yeah. Right? You familiar with this? Worcester, what's it?
Worcester.
Worcester?
No, you're spelling it. Pronounce
Worcester.
Worcester. Yes.
That's how you pronounce it?
You have to spell Worcester.
Worcester, really?
Absolutely.
I've never heard that. Okay, I believe you. Trust me, I'm not doubting you. I'm just stating I've never heard that. Worcester.
People use it. People might not.
Somewhere I saw it. I don't remember.
Worcester. Okay, I'm gonna go with Worcester. Just my own.
Worcester. Gloucester.
Which word?
It's not Gloucester.
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 What language is this?
This is English.
Okay. Okay.
Irish.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is a sauce that Harry speaks of. has some fish, a certain amount of fish in it.
Sauce?
Yeah, so a little bit of fish.
Like a barbecue sauce.
It's a barbecue that has fish in it. So you oftentimes get a shayla that my wife poured this fish oil, the sauce with fish on the steak, and you can't have fish and meat together. Is it aser? That's that. So the OU gives a heter on the OU, they give a hashkach on it, and they don't write OUF on it, OU fish on it, because it's batel. And others say, well, you can't play bittu, you can't bivata something that's davar heter. Davar heter is not batel, like this case here.
But the question is that it's because of sakana that you cannot put with meat, or is because the fish might be treif?
Sakana. Not because of treif. You know, treif wouldn't be allowed.
That's not even treif.
No, but sakana chamur mi yisur, the Gemara says.
Yeah, but on the Rambam nowadays, it doesn't really apply.
No, but we're knowing this way. We're knowing that we don't have fish and meat on the same plate, and we don't eat them together. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So that's part of the issue, whether you can be mevatel davar heter or not. I think it's part of the issue. So this seems to be relating to that as well.
Why you don't if what's the behind it?
It's a sakana, the Gemara says.
Sakana.
Yeah, we don't understand, but it's brought down. Sakana, brought down Shulchan Aruch.
That's been covered.
Yeah, and the Pisgah Tshuva quotes from the, I think, Chassam Sofer that says the doctor said at those times that there was a certain sakana in eating fish and meat. Okay. So what's the relevance to here, though? So we brought this case of Shemitah. Shemitah falls into a pile of something. It's Aser B'kol Shehu. But it's only once after Shas Beer. But before Shas Beer, there's no Bittel because you're allowed to eat it. Eat it now, but never had there.
So what does the beer make difference? Why you need to revive it? for what reason?
The Torah says, once the pasuk I brought before, that you're only allowed to eat shvius when it's available in the field. Once it no longer is available in the field, even if you have leftovers stored away in your house, it's an iser to eat it, you have to mivar. That's a din deraisa. The mitzvah beer shvius.
So Rabbi Shimon's answer to Chachamim is what? Is that this is not a case, is what we said before, that this is not a case of Yishlom Atirim. Is that what he's answering?
He's saying, in Echanami, you're right, that there is... what I was referring to, says Rabbi Shimon, that when I said there is no bittel, that's when it was mutter to eat the shvius. But after there's a chiv beer, where the shvius is usser, I agree to that there is bittel. There's no steer anymore. It was a confusion of what he was referring to. So again, the din is, if it's a hetter to eat the shvius, and shvius falls into a pile of my fruit, which is mutter, I could eat it. There's no bittel. Just
even
eat
after
it.
Beer.
No, eat it before beer.
Okay.
Once beer falls in or kicks in, and then it falls in, or even after, even if it fell and then turned into beer, then I can't eat it anymore.
So both Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon agree that even though there was bittul before, once the beer time comes, you cannot eat it.
Then it depends on whether there's enough ratio for bittul or not. Meaning, beforehand there's no bittul. You have to view it as kedusha shvius.
Right. Once the isur comes, if there is
exactly. If there's enough to be mivatel.
And shvius is bittul be what?
I don't know, actually. Shishim, it says here.
What?
It says Shishim. Yeah, no, exactly. Whenever it's Talia, no same time.
Shishim,
right. Okay, so anyway, so what's the relevance? We wanted to bring this discussion in, to bring a proof to the halachas of gidulim that come from the ikker. Are the gidulim going to go bust of the ikker or not? So if you continue in that Ron, you see the Ron, three medium wide lines down in the middle of that Dibur HaMaschil, it says Alma Gidulin. Three medium wide lines down, three words in, Alma. We see from this discussion of Shvius, Alma Gidulin Eino Nimshachim Acher Iker Lios Kamo, we see that the outgrowths do not follow the status of the Iker. Why? Di'ihachi, if that were to be the case, Heyach Teasor Shvius B'Giduleha. How could we prohibit Shvius in its growings? Elavade de'ein gidulin kicker hokach malin. It does not follow it. So I don't get this.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, how?
Because the gidulim, if the bulb was before shvius, the gidulim should also be considered before shvius. But the fact that the gidulim are asur on, I think that's what he's saying. That
meaning in those circumstances, things will have been planted before shvius.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because it was in the ground before shvius. Uh-huh. So if the gidulim are part of the bulb, then they grew. They were inside already the earth before shvius. So.
Uh-huh.
But in a way, it doesn't make sense because the whole isur is the gidulim.
Yeah, that's...
This is a whole different concept.
But so, okay, so we're assuming again. So it was that's. I guess that's what the Ron mentioned earlier. He gave that example of an onion that was grown in the sixth year and then it was planted rather in the sixth year and ended up growing into the seventh year.
Right.
That onion that grew is going to be us, even though the bulb itself is mutter. So you see clearly that the gidulim, as Shrius tells us, the gidulim do not follow the ikr, does not follow the bulb. And that's going to be a raya. If that's the case, we could apply back to our initial question that one can be mevatel, that the gidulim are mutter and they will be mevatel the ikr, which is us in the previous case. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Dilma ha nami l'chumra shiny. Maybe here's also the chumra shiny. Maybe really it does follow the ikr. And the ikr in this case, the onion was planted in the sixth year and the gidulim should be mutter also. It should follow the sixth year. But they want to be machmir with respect to this halacha and said, let's treat it as shvius. I'm just looking at the Ron for a second here. We don't need to do the Ron. We have time for this. Oh, it's already halfway through. I was going to do a Rabbi Kivegi here about Yai Nesach, but I don't think we have time for this. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ela min hada, let's answer the question min hada pasha. Let's bring the answer from the following. Ditzan, the mission tells us, this mission appears also in Masechah Shvius. B'tzelem shiardu aleim k'shamim. If you have onions that started raining on top of the onions, v'tzamchun, they started to grow. Im hayu olin shalahen shchorim. If the leaves begin to turn black, Asurim, they're prohibited. Hariku mutar. If they're green, then they're mutter. What does black and green have to do with anything? Let's look at the Ron here. The Ron says, this is five lines up from the bottom of the Ron. Elam and Hada Pashta, the Tana B'Telem Sheyardu Alem Kshamim, B'Shvius V'Tzamchu. It started raining on the onions during Shvius, so they started to grow. Im Hayu Alun Shalahen Shchorin Asurim. If the leaves are black, They're forbidden lav shchar mamish, not really black. Ela notin lishchar, so they're starting to turn dark. Shezem mochiach shegedul and yafe. It tells us that they're starting to grow well. I guess maybe like the brown outside, layer of the onion sprouts. Umekarka shviyish nisgadlu lefikach asurim. The fact that they're growing well tells us that they must have grown from the ground of the shviyish. They're growing from this year, and it's going to be asur. But if they're green, says the Ran Horikin Mutar and Shekevin Shem Yerokin, since they're green, la machmas yinikas hakarka nisgadlu, they're not growing from the ground. Ella machmas abatel atzma. They're growing from internally, from within the onion that has the ability to have grow things, but not from the ground. So an onion, probably if you take an onion. And if I remember, my kids would bring home like a potato. They put it like in a little water and put it by the. So I guess I think with onion probably the same thing. If you put an onion in water, no.
That was in school. There was always a project to put something to grow.
So I think you put an onion also by in water and put it by the window. It's probably going to grow some weird stems coming out of it. So if that grows, it's going to be green. That's not it grows, but it's not really coming from the ground because it's not on the ground. So that's okay. But if it grew on the ground, and if it grew from the ground, if it starts turning brown or black, that tells us it grew from the ground of Shvius, then it would be usher, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah here. But then Rabbi Hanania ben Antignus Omer, im yicholun litlosh ba'alin shalahen asurin, if you're able to grab them from their leaves, I guess I'm imagining if they're in the ground, you pull a leaf and the whole thing comes up together. That tells us that the leaves are very strong, connected to the onions. That tells me that it grew in Shavis, part of it grew from the ground, and would be Usr. Uchenegdan, and corresponding to that, L'motzai Shavis Mutarn. If it grew that way in the year to follow, in the eighth year, if it grew that eighth year and you pulled up from the leaf and the whole onion came out, that tells us that it grew in the eighth year. So it's not about how it looks, says Rabbi Yochanan. It tells me how strong the leaves are.
When it was grown.
When it was what?
When it was grown.
When it was,
depend on how it comes
out. How you pulled it out, yes.
When it was
right, and right. The Ron just said, clearly says this, that the three lines up. Im yicholun litlosh ba'alin shalahen asurin. If you could yank it by the leaf and it all comes up, the b'chia gabna muchacha milsa shenikasim yofa. This tells us that the yinika, that the nurturing from the land was a very good one. It created a strong bond of the onions and the leaves and the shells. So that's the simon whether it grew during that year or not. Okay, so let's look at the next Ran here. The Ran explains what's the Raya from here. We connect in the Matzah Shvius Mutarn. The same halacha applies. It's the same litmus test we use for Matzah Shvius to see if it grew during the eighth year or not. Bishum de Baalin Halalu. These leaves Vanday Rabu Gidulin Al Ikka. They certainly grew more than the actual Ikka than the bulb. Habatzel Hamurabahen. So we see. So during Matzah Shvius, it's mutter to eat it if the leaves are strong. But didn't it start growing in the Shemitah year? How could you now eat it in Matzah Shvius? Alma says the Ran ain gidulin nimshachin achar ikir dad rabba malin osa, that it does not follow the ikir. Even though the bulb may have been planted during Shemitah year, since now during Matzah Shvius it grew with these strong leaves surrounding it, so we see that the gidulim are mutter and are going to be mevatel the ikir, the bulb itself.
Also, we're talking that we planted the bulb on Shishi or on Shvi.
This case is on Shvi.
So we planted the bulb on Shvi.
Well, the two cases,
and then,
right?
And then now we are already on Shmini.
Exactly.
So he's saying, if the leaves are strong, right,
mm-hmm.
you could see that it grew on Shemini.
Correct.
And if the leaves are not strong,
then
it's also mutter because
no, because it's planted in Shemitah.
But it shows that the growth is from the bulb, or it's in, we're not going back on what we said.
And we're not going back on what I said before. Then there's no, the leaves are really irrelevant. It didn't grow from the ground at all. Like, the leaves didn't grow from the ground. The leaves may have grew from the bulb itself, but the ikker. The ikker is still something that was planted during the Shemitah year.
Shouldn't be kal vachomer. I mean, if you're saying that the growth of the, if it's strong, it was grown on the eighth year. If it's not strong, it didn't even grow yet. So for sure, it's on the eighth year.
You're saying the fact that it plays a bulb in the ground doesn't do anything. It only does something if it starts growing from the ground.
Bulb is the basar.
It's the ikker.
No, I'm trying to say it's not even that. Is that there would be no case that would be usher. If you're saying that a strong leaf shows that it's the eighth year, if it's a weak leaf, for sure it's the eighth year because it didn't even grow yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not rabu gidul and all.
But then it didn't grow at all. It's like me placing an onion in the ground and just taking it right out.
Right.
Just because I had it go in the ground doesn't mean it becomes shvius.
Maybe that's what it answer. What is the answer?
The Gemara gives a different answer, I think. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. If it's from Kavah Chomer, the Shemin is if it's
Brit. Right. So it says? Oh, you're saying you're agreeing with him.
Or maybe you have different types. Maybe it's not distant. Maybe that's not the thing that distinguish.
Right.
Maybe you have doesn't work that way always.
Yeah, the stipler asks your question.
Okay, because I think that the answer is that it's talking about the bulb itself, not the gedulim.
No, but the bulb itself shouldn't be usher unless it grows.
Right. So what is the stipler answer?
He says based on the maskana and amabez. We'll have to see what he says on the base. That might be the help.
Okay.
But he basically asks you a question. It's going to be heter either way. Right. If it didn't grow, so that's heter. If it did grow, then it was going to be mevatel the ikur. Okay, so we'll hopefully remember this but when we get to the end. Very good.
Hopefully,
I think we should. It's not too long. We still have 30 minutes. Okay. So the Gemara says now, so that's the suggestion. So again, we wanted to say the case of the bulb was planted in the seventh year and Motei Shvi'it has more leaves, so those leaves are going to be mevatel the ikur, and therefore we see that the gedulim are not nimshach achar the ikur, and you can apply bittul. And the Gemara rejects this as well. But first, before the Gemara rejects it, it says lemeimer. This is to say that the gedulei heter malan se'iser teaches us that the heter gedulim can be mevatel the ikur, which is usher. And the Gemara rejects this answer as well, but Dilma b'meduchanim, maybe some meduchanim, which Rashi tells us, the Ron tells us the very last line, Dilma b'meduchanim shadach b'shachach ha-betzein, where you ground it and you pulverized the onions, v'cheven d'meduchanim ninhu giri, that becomes weaker and smaller, v'lo mamshich yigdulim basrayu. So if it's irregular, if it's in its initial form, original form, so then echnami wouldn't apply bittul. But since it was ground, that weakened it and allowed bittul to apply. But in a typical case, you wouldn't apply bittul. That's what the Ron explains this. Right. The Tosis is the same thing. Once it's bittul, it's no longer considered chashuv. Okay, now the Gemara says, okay, element hadad detani. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, going to Ninchas and Beis now, Hamanachish, Imakusi. A person is pulling out leaves and weeds along with a kusi. Bechasayos, among, I guess, the cabbages, lettuce. Ochel mehem, achiyatzarai, umasrin, vadai. So the lacha is when a worker is working the land, the fields, and it's still tevel, a person is allowed, an owner and even a worker is allowed to eat from it. Barai, achiyatzarai, even though he hasn't taken meiser on it yet, you could eat achiyatzarai on tevel. But once you start eating a sudas keva, you sit down, however you want to define a sudas keva, then you have to take meiser, truma meiser, before eating this fruit. So that's halacha. And Rabbi Shimon, Elazar Omer, im Yisrael chashed al hashvius, the matzah shvius, mutter. Okay, I'm not sure what this is referring to right now, but if a Jew is chashed, there's a concern that he might be taking advantage and abusing shvius, then matzah shvius is mutter. Let's read the Ron here. The Ron says, the top line, Hamanachesh Malakit Alav Yisarim. He's taking out some extra overgrown leaves and weeds. V'chasayos, Mefarsh Nakaman, the Chasayos, Davashen, and Darakala, Gyod Halof, Hashom, Habetelim. Chasayos, there is a category of things that don't, the seed doesn't decompose. It's always there. And the examples he gives, I'm not sure what Luf is, and Shum is garlic, Habetelim are onions. But these things, are always regrow itself. So, Ocha Mehem Araya, a person, a worker, is allowed to eat them as long as it's more of a snack. And we're not concerned, wait a second, maybe before he planted these seeds, it already had a din of tevel to them. The din, we said before, in general, there are two shitas when it comes to what's chayiv in the meiser, chuma meiser. Anybody know the two shitas, chayiv in chuma meiser? The shitas Rambam and the shitas Rashi. Rambam says,
but this is not the
right.
This is
the right, so which ones? that which what's chayv in truma ma'isa mederaisa according to the Rambam, only three things: dagon, tiyor, shchavitzar, five grains, the olives and grapes. And Rashi says all over Shas, kol peros, all peros are chayv ma'iser. But everybody agrees that yerek is only a chi ma'iser midirabanan. So this, since it's only din midirabanan, says the Rambam, we're not concerned that maybe the zera that was there had a chi of tevel already, had a chi of to take ma'iser rather, and then it was replanted, and now the outgrowths are also going to be a chi of, also be tevel, and you can't eat it. Because again, the din is, when you're working through the ground, through the property, and through the field, you're allowed to eat achilas arai. But once you decide to eat achilas keva, it becomes tevel. You can't eat it anymore. So maybe you should be concerned that the zera that was regrown, which came from something in the past, that already had a din tevel, that nobody took ma'aser on. I'm taking this tevel, I'm replanting it, and it's growing out, all the gidulim are going to be tevel also, and I wouldn't be able to eat achilas arai anymore. We're not concerned with that, because since the chiv in the first place of yerek is only midir bottom, we don't have to be concerned that way. And moreover, says the Ran.
So what he's saying is that it will be something that midiraisa, then you wouldn't be able to eat a chidara.
That's right? The implication. No.
Yes, I mean that the whole Mishnah in Shvi is basically that's the whole halacha is that when talking about midiraisa, when somebody eats something, he's allowed to.
No. Ain't echanami. You know, you're allowed to eat a rai. The question is, we have to figure out, I guess, who the owner is here. We're talking about kusi here. I'm not sure if the kusi is the owner.
Belongs to kusi.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the kusi is the owner or the worker.
As long as he's replanting it, so it already was.
According to the art scroll, you're talking about the owner.
Right. So that's why the concern. Had it been someone who was religious, then we wouldn't be concerned that he's going to be replanting the tevel, no? So that's it. In a general case, you're right. Regularly, in your farm, we don't assume you're taking tevel or replanting it. So that you're allowed to eat achilas arai. Here, there's a kusi. So we're concerned the kusi didn't take ma'aser.
Sure. So we're concerned that the whole... But you're concerned about the zera kala.
Zera kala. Well, not zera, really peros more.
But then that's a tree. You mean we're concerned that 5 years ago he was planted tevel?
That's implication. That he hadn't said this.
Right, not 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this will be orla, if it's true.
It's not a tree. Right?
No, but then we're talking about zera kala. The zera.
No, it's chasayos, which is ein zera.
Ein zera kala. Right. Okay,
fine. So let's keep reading in this Ran now. The Ran says further, V'od, moreover, D'cheven D'kimlan B'hai Kusi Shlo Isar, since we assume the Kusi didn't take Meiser, K'dekatani U'masin Vadai, that as we learn, you have to Vadai take Meiser from his fruits, Mistama Lo Ba'oli De'goren Michasayos Elabishu Meiser, Kein Nir Be'nai. I'm not sure what he means by the second part here. But either way, once you want to take... One second... Okay, so again, the Brisa tells us that a person's taking, removing the weeds and stuff from the property along with the kusi, with chasayos, which is a zera she'en kala. So lachi is allowed to eat achilas arai without taking anything, but if you're going to want to eat achilas keva, you're going to buy them from him, then you have to take ma'aser va, that we assume for sure that he didn't take ma'aser from them.
Just to explain, the second point is that if it thinks he's planting, presumably he never brought them home, right, because he's just going to replant them. And therefore, there was never a plea of Matzah in the first place.
That's what he's saying at the second point?
Yeah, that's what Tosis says
also. Uh-huh. Okay, that's another point. Okay, I see. The halacha is referring to is that the chiv tevel only kicks in once you bring it into your house. So if you never brought it into your house, it always stays outside. That's another reason to think it never had a din and tevel in the first place. Just another sniff lahakel that you're allowed to eat this achilas arai. If a person buys it, then we have to assume that we know for sure he didn't take ma'aser. So once you buy it, the person himself has to take vad de ma'aser. That's all according to this first opinion of this b'risa. But then we quoted this Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, continuing the b'risa. It says, Im Yisrael chashad al shvius, the motzei shvius mutter. So the Ran explains the Motzei Shvi'is mutter, le'echol oson alin. You can eat those leaves, the shigalu b'shminis, that grew during the eighth year. The vade gidulein rabin al ikr. Certainly by the eighth year, the leaves have overwhelmed and were mevatel the ikr isa hamur behen. V'acherim pirshu b'dikim le'i dehachihu v'ein tzarech. Okay, but the halach is, according to the second opinion, which is why we want this brisa, that if a Yisrael's chashad that he worked during Shvius, wait till the eighth year, wait till it grows a lot, and till the gidulim are mevatel. So we see here that the gidulim are not nimshach achadikr, and you would apply bittul. The Maimra, the Gemara says clearly, the gidule hater malinus ha'isr. And the Gemara here too rejects this, v'dilma v'davar shezaru kala. Maybe it's talking about Davar Shezaru Kala, where the seeds and pits decompose, and there's no longer an ikr to talk about anymore. Maybe that's why. So Gemara says, Hatanya Mo, but the Raisa says, Elu Hein Chasayos Kagon Halofa Shom HaBetelim. With the very discussion that we're referring to are things that Zara Ein Kala. So that we see that the ikr, the bulb, is still there, yet according to Rabbi Shimon, he allows you to eat it during the eighth year, that we do apply Bittul of the Gidulim on top of the ikr.
Here it says, Yishma. But you asked about shadow. It says, "Use my parshin shadow for yerek in mishpuchat abzalim." We have sarin shehu min kitniat she'ein zera kala.
Aha, is there an English translation? Loaf or loof?
It's a member of the onion.
Okay, member of the onion.
Meaning, let's say you plant something, and then by the next year when you take it out, there's nothing left in the ground. That's zera kala. But if you plant, let's say something, and it grows and it stays in the ground,
so with the onion,
next year.
The onion is inside the ground.
And next year is still there.
And what is the new onion on top?
No, you use the vegetable, whatever comes out. I don't know how it works, but the greenery, whatever.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so right now here, the Raya is, we're talking about where Zera ain't a Kala, it's an onion with a bulb is still there. Yet we say that in the eighth year, Olin can be Mevatel, the Iker. And the Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe Dilma b'meduchanim, maybe referring to again where they were ground, like we said before, and that's why there's bittul. But in a case where they were still intact, in Echanami, you would not apply bittul here. So the Gemara says, wait a second.
What would be the answer? I understand. Because this is a different case than before. What did he do?
Where he ground up the onions. He made a garlic powder. Okay, into the garlic powder or onion powder.
But we're talking about now a rice, no?
A rye. We're talking about the case of Shemitah now. The Shemitah that goes into the eighth year. So we're saying if it was grown during the Shemitah year, it's Aser. So he says wait until the eighth year. The eighth year when all the Alun are going to grow, it's going to Mevatel, the Iker, the bulb.
Right.
So we see that Bittul applies. We can buy it during the eighth year. And where he says no, maybe that eighth year is referring to where he took home the onions and garlic and ground them. And once they're ground, they're no longer considered chashiv, and then that's when there's bittul. But when they're still intact in the original form, then you would not apply bittul, that the gidulim would follow the din of the ikr. Or says, wait a second, you can't really suggest that because chashid al hashvius katani. So what does that mean? So the Ran explains here, this is five narrow lines up in the Ran, chashid katani, velo tarach bachi, a person wouldn't be so, put so much effort into this. Why not?
Because he's not.
Because if he would care, he would have.
Why would he turn into ground powder? He's not makbid, he'll just have it in the original form. I mean, the only reason why a person would ground up the onions or garlic is in order to avoid the iser, to get rid of this into mivato. Other than that, a person would rather have the onions and the garlic whole, so the guy doesn't care about shvius in the first place, so he won't take the extra effort in grinding the onions or garlic. So it's hard to say we're talking about meduchim. So even though we're not talking about garlic, even though rather we're not talking about ground, we're talking about whole onions, we still can apply bittul here. So it's a right that there is bittul of gidul and heter or mevatel the ikur ha'eser. Well, I said, wait a second, v'dilma bitaroves. Maybe we're talking about a mixture here, meaning what? There's a tarovis here. Is that what we're talking about in the first place? We're not talking about where the gidulim themselves are overgrowing its ikr bulb. Maybe there are multiple onions we're referring to, multiple garlic we're referring to, and the shvius one falls into this big, big vat of other onions and other garlic, that's when you apply bittul. But within its own bulb and its own growths, we wouldn't apply bittul. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And the Gemara says, Hamnachash katani, and therefore what? So look at the Mefarish here. The Mefarish, four medium wide lines down, low sakadaitach, one would never think we're referring to a mixture. Hamnachash katani, but also min, Hashemnachash imo, ochel, uliolam psha, pashina mahagaduli, heter, malinasa iser.
And how can it fall in a different type? It's now it's cleaning it up in the field. So it's cleaning one type. And he's eating that type. So it's not mixed.
No, it can't be different types of vegetables. Because he's pulling them and eating them, pulling them and eating them. He's not pulling them and putting them in a bucket, putting them in a bucket. He's pulling and eating them, so there's no mixture to talk about. Yet we still say that he's allowed to eat them, so clearly that the gudulum can be mevatel its own bulb, its own ikr. Okay, so it sounds like at the end of the day, we're pretty comfortable saying at this stage that gudulum heter will be mevatel, will be malin, the iser of ikr. Gemara says, Lema teve tiyufta derbi yochanu ishla Rabbi Yonasan. Perhaps it should be a kasha tiyufta to the opinions of Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan, who say what? They said there's no bittul they applied. There's no bittul. And now they're going against a brisa here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, shiny shavis. Not true. Shavis is a different category. Hold the Isura ayde karka. B'telasa name de karka. Since Shemitah, the din of Shavuos comes from the ground, so too the bittul can apply in the ground. So if you look in the Ran says three wide lines down, shiny Shavuos hold v'yisura ayde karka, k'dechsev v'shavsa aretz b'telasa ayde karka. Since the shavsa aretz, that since the whole Isser comes to the ground, you have to let the ground rest, so too the bittul comes about through the ground, dafka. Mashenkin Arla the Chisaron Zman Garmla Isra, but the Arla, the whole Isra of Arla is dependent on Zman, the climb Nami Tarovasu the Kagarm, and climb depend on mixtures. So then you can't use karka, the fact that it's replanted, it regrows in the karka, that can't be mevatel. It's a completely different Indian that's going on here. So again, we're trying to figure out what the Ran is telling us, the essence of the bittul of Gidulum is dependent, can the karka itself be mevatel the davar iser that's inside the bulb. So the answer to the Gemara is only something that's working on the playing field of karka. Is karka a relevant factor? So for Shemitah, karka is irrelevant. Karka is the factor of Shemitah, shavs aretz. But for kalayim, karka has nothing to do with kalayim. Yes, it grows in the ground, but the iser comes from the mixture, not from the karka. So karka is not a relevant factor when it comes to kalayim. So to arla. Arla is dependent on zaman, nothing to do with karka. So karka is not a relevant factor when it comes to being mevatel, kalayim, and arla either. Sounds like a really interesting distinction here. I imagine there's a lot in the Mefarshim. But let's read further. The Gemara now says, Hari Meiser di Isur Ayde Karka, Vein Betilesa Ayde Karka. Wait a second, Meiser is something that the Isser Meiser does come from the ground, yet it's not bottle in the ground. The Tanya, Litra Meiser Tevel, Shezara Bakarka, Vishpicha, Barehike Esser Litrin, Chayvis B'Meiser, Vishvius, Vosa Litra Meiser Alea, Mimakum Acher, Levi Cheshbon. I'll come back to explain this in a second. Levi Cheshbon, Levi Cheshbon, fine. So what's going on here? So let's look at the Ran here. Hold on one second.
It's complicated.
you have a certain amount of Meiser, a liter of Meiser, Rishon.
You're talking about Meiser that he didn't take too much Meiser.
Right. So again, you gave to a Levi a Meiser. So I'm a Levi. The farmer David gave me some Meiser. Now it's still Teva because I can't eat until I give Chumas Meiser. I have to take another tenth to the
Teva to you.
To the, tell us me exactly. So you have 100 apples, you give me 10 of the apples, a tenth. I need to give one of these 10 apples, one, to the Kohen, I'll be left with 9. I haven't given the apples, so I still have 10. It's still Tevel to me. Now I take these 10 apples, or one of them at least, if not all of them, Shazaro Pekarka, I take them while they're still Tevel and I plant them in the ground before Shemitah now. Okay, before Shemitah here, there's Tevel. then Hishbicha, and then these apples grew during Shemitah year. So they're Tevel, now with an additional Isser of Shvis. So Rei, says the Brisa said, Harei hi ke'eser litrin, it's like 10 litrin, which we had in the first place. Chayeves b'meiser, you have to take meiser on these 10. U'b'shvis, it also says a din of shvis, in which case you have to eat it before this man beer. There are two chumras here. Again, these 10 apples, which are meiser, they're mine, but I haven't yet given to the Kohen. So then I replant them. They still have a din of tevel until I give the Kohen, his shumas meiser, and they have now a din in shvis since they grew during shvis.
One second. We're talking about, originally we're talking about 1 liter. That was right? Tanya litra maaser maaser teva. It was 1 litra of maaser shake of maaser that it was teva, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says shezera vekarka veishbicha viarehi ke eser litrin chayiv et maaser.
Quick, because it grew now.
Right.
So the eser litrin, let's say it grew by 10 times 10.
Okay.
And now it's viewed as 10 times 10. I have 10 litra of maaser or teva rather, right. I should say. That's tevel, and also they have the din of shvius to them. I think that's what it's saying.
Okay.
So then the halacha is the osa litra, that litra, maser le mibakum acher lefi cheshbon. So let's see. Let's see the Rashi, the Mefarshi. See the Mefarshi 5 lines up. The osa litra, last 2 words on the line. The osa litra. The osa litra shezara ben Levi. That initial litra that I took and I planted. Before I took the meiser completely from it, even though now I'm taking meiser, you have to take a meiser pam shnia a second time. Shumas meiser shnia halevi eshtake that he placed last year. Shelo hifrish mimenu shebedinhu shelo yisaker b'chach shazara kishena musaris, because it's logical that he shouldn't be able to get schar from that which he regrew without taking meiser. So what happened is, when I plant these 10, I planted this 1 apple, it turned into 10. Now, the 10, I need to take meiser, I need to give 1 regular meiser, I need to take on it. But remember, there's still embedded within all these litras, all these fruits, there's still the chi of shumas meiser that I never gave. So I need to take from another place, take an apple from elsewhere, and say, this apple is going to represent the apple that I really owe, from the ones I replanted. So you give that apple to a Kohen, and that relieves me of my duty of giving my Shumas Meiser from that which I replanted.
Isn't the Eter Meiser is only in regards to eating?
Yes.
Okay, so what does it matter if I didn't take Meiser and I replanted it?
Before I eat it, I can't eat it until I take Meiser.
It's not a problem.
I could do whatever I want if I want to eat it. If I don't want to eat it, so I could just leave the table for the rest of my life, in theory.
No, but once you plant it, then
plant
you're
it and then your Gidul Lehem came out
right.
of it. But you didn't give Meiser to begin with. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter you did give Meiser. As long only you can give Meiser, you need to give Meiser only when you want to eat it.
Correct.
If you do not want to eat it.
Correct. Leave it. Exactly.
Okay. So could we review this, guys? So he takes a litra of table from Levi takes a liter of table.
Let's talk in numbers this way. So he gives me 10 apples. Right? I have 10 apples of Meiser.
Right.
And I owe 1 to the Kohen.
Right.
1/10 of the 10, so I owe 1 apple, but I don't give it to the Kohen.
Right.
The Achiv still exists on me. I take these 10 apples, and now I regrow them during Shemitah year.
And you get
they grow
apples.
To 100 now. They grow
right.
by
so
10.
You have no Achiv in the meantime.
Right, there's a chiv. If I don't have to go, I don't have to carry through. But the chiv exists. So now I plant the 10, they turn into 100 apples now. I take them out during Shemitah year. I have to take Meiser on them. I need to give 10, regardless of what I owe in the past right now. For this coming year, I need to take Meiser and give it to
Why
another lady.
But there is no Meiser.
That's a good point. But since it
I
came...
I think it's talking, you only have to give Meiser on the one that's my question.
Right, it's in two different cases. There's either your Meiser, your 5 and Meiser, but also 5 and Shvius.
Yeah.
Two different situations.
Okay, I think you're right. Okay, you're right. Yeah. If it's a non-Shemitah year, you have to take Meiser of the 100. If it's a Shemitah
right.
year, then I have the din of beer. I have to eat it before the Zman beer.
Right.
So, now, when that happened, I still had that outstanding chiv of Shemitah Meiser that I never gave. But now these apples are new apples with this embedded chiv. So I have to take care of my obligation from last year. thing is, I cannot take it from the fruit I have now because they're now the New Year's fruits. My New Year's fruits can't help me my last year fruits. So what I could do is I have to take a fruit from elsewhere. If I have another storage pile elsewhere of my fruits from last year, I could say, okay, I'm taking one apple. That's going to represent the truest ma'aser I owe from that which I regrew. And that truest ma'aser I'm going to give to the Kohen, and this way I'll be relieved of my obligations.
But we said there's no obligation if you're not eating.
We're eating it. He's eating it.
He wants to eat it.
After he regrew. Yeah, he wants to eat everything.
Fine, so after he regrew, he gives thanks for whatever brew. Whatever the new
no, but the new the, what he's saying is you cannot take from the new ones because the new ones you cannot take based
on the old ones.
But you're not allowed to take miser or kumas misers from a different year produce than the one that you hire.
Okay, that just finishes. We only have a few minutes left. So what happens is, anyways, that we see from here you cannot apply bittel in the karka. We said the klal is anything where the iser comes from the karka. Then if you put it back in the ground, the karka will be mevatel it. Meiser comes about through the karka. The karka is what creates the chiv tevel and the chiv meiser. So if you replant it, I should have bittel from the karka. But we see there is no bittel from the karka. And the Gemara answers on the top of Nun Tesamun Aleph, the very top line, Amri meiser digun hu deka garimle. Has nothing to do with the karka that's garimle. Rather, says the Ran at the top, it's not the karka, it's not the ground that actually causes this. Rather, it's the gmar malacha, that the mirucho, as they say here, when you take the fruit and you put it in the basket, you bring it to the house, and you finish the layer, make a nice smooth top of the pile of the basket, that's what creates a chiv. It's not the chiv, it's not the karka that creates it, it's the digun, it's the miruach that creates the chiv tevel. And therefore, it has nothing to do with karka. That's why the karka is not mevatel the meiser. Okay, we'll stop here.
Do we have a proof that?